Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Our show is brought to you in part by Covercraft. Celebrating 50 years, Covercraft has been manufacturing premium quality car covers. You know, and when you own a car like the cars that are at Pebble Beach, you better have a really good car cover, whether it be inside the garage or out in the weather. They make the good ones. Covercraft.com. So, how many people out there use a hashtag? Do you know what a hashtag is? It's that little, tic-tac-toe, little square thing that, you know, is on your computer. A lot of people know what it is. A lot of people don't. A lot of people use it for kind of like an exclamation point or a, you know, to make a point. Like I said the other day, I said, you know, hashtag that's stupid. Well, that's kind of stupid because it's really, you know, there's a purpose for a hashtag. So if you wonder what the purpose is, being that you're listening to the show, we're talking about Pebble Beach and Concorso Italiano and the Monterey Historic Races and all the things that went on last week, by the way, because I know I'm saying it's live, but technically this segment is actually live. I'm sitting in the studio. It's Saturday morning across America. And now I'm going from the stuff we taped while we were there to the actual live show for a few minutes. And then the next hour will be live, too. But do a hashtag and then Monterey Car Week 2016. If you just do Monterey car, all of a sudden you'll get like 25 choices and it'll say popular. And then you'll be able to see what people have been saying about what's been going on over there at Pebble Beach for the last week. For actually Monterey, the Monterey Peninsula. And I've been going now to Pebble Beach for 20 some odd years. My friend Barry McGuire invited me in the 90s, if you can imagine that. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go. I had no idea what I was in for. And when I showed up at the Pebble Beach and I realized that I was at, you know, something really, really special, I kind of rearranged my whole life. And I, because these cars that are on Pebble Beach and on the Concorso Italiano lawn, and the other one that is there is the Quail. They call it the Quail. It's the Quail Lodge, but they do a car show at the Quail in Carmel. And they do the one in the middle of Carmel on Tuesday. There's literally, they call it Monterey Car Week because there's something every week. I mean, every day of the week. And then on top of that, all week long, you have the Monterey Historic Races going on out at Laguna Seca. So, I mean, there is so much to do for the car fanatics out on the Monterey Peninsula every August. It's not even funny. I mean, it literally, I believe, is one of the premier car events in the world at this point because of so much going on. But so I've been doing that. And then fortunately, for the last 15 years, I think, Jay Leno has come down and he's like the guy that gets up on stage and gives away cars and all these things for these drawings. And he spends about a half hour with us. And so he did that again this year, which will play next week, everybody. And I asked Jay about everything under the sun. I'm talking about everything. We're talking politics, which usually you don't talk about politics on a car show, if you know what I mean. But he actually weighed in on it a little bit, so it's kind of cool. And the one thing I'll tell you he said is it's dangerous, even for comedians. But in the next hour, we're gonna continue on as a live show from studio. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about some of the problems we're having buying a car. Imagine that. Car guys having problems buying a car. Why are we having problems? Well, two reasons. Not because we can't just go down and lay down the money and buy a car or finance a car. Because we're trying to find something fun for this TV show that I do with Chris Duke. And he'll be joining me here after the news at the top of the hour. But we have run into all the same kind of garbage problems that you guys do when you're looking for cars. You know, dirty titles and lights on the dashboard, you know, that when the airbag light is on, oh my God, watch out. I mean, some of these problems are cost more to fix than the whole car is worth. So buyer beware. When somebody says, oh, they can turn that out at the dealer, just remember, take it in and find out what it's going to cost. Yeah, they can. Of course they can. but find out what it's going to cost. Anyway, check out the hashtag Monterey Car Week. And if you put Monterey Car Week 2016, you won't get the stuff from 2015, and that'll keep it current for you. A lot of cool cars were unveiled there, so the automakers use these car shows where the enthusiasts are to unveil some of their newest product. And I'll tell you, Cadillac unveiled something very cool, and BMW did, and a lot of the automakers take that time where the high-end wine and cheese crowd are hanging around on the Monterey Peninsula to show some of their newest wares. So you're listening to The Drive, and I'm Alan Taylor. You can check us out online at thedrivewithalantaylor.com. You can listen to podcasts all around the world anytime you want. Once again, thedrivewithalantaylor.com. There's a link there. You can go to iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, all those places, and subscribe. We'll be back after the news. You're listening to The Drive. Stay with us.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
This show is presented in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.